Josh Haston here, Israel Uncensored on the Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. It is Monday, May the 1st, 2017. Here in Israel, it is Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day. We commemorate all of those who gave their lives, the soldiers and the victims of terror, everyone who gave their lives so that we can live here as Jews in a free country, the Land of Israel. We have a very special show for you here today. Later on in the hour, we'll be speaking to Kay Wilson. She is a British-born Jewish-Israeli tour guide who was hacked 13 times by a Palestinian terrorist and lived to tell the tale. Her friend, unfortunately, was murdered. This happened in 2010 in a forest near Beit Shemesh in the Mata area. We're going to be speaking to her later on. But first, just reflecting on the meaningful day, which is Yom HaZikaron. And there was actually a quote posted on Kay's Twitter feed that said, "We have two memorial days in Israel every year, one to remind us the cost of having a state, one to remind us the cost of not." Again, referring to Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, which we commemorated. We did a show about that last week. And today, Yom HaZikaron, various numbers here of those who fell in defense of the state of Israel that I've seen over the last 24 hours. But the numbers I'm going to use are the following: 23,544 fallen soldiers. Again, this is not just from 1948, if I'm not mistaken. This is from way before. Those who came arrived in Israel in the late 1800s, who also were victims defending the state of Israel against enemies who didn't want Jews here. So they count as well in those numbers. 4,128 terror victims, 4,881 widows, 1,843 orphans as a result, 9,157 bereaved parents. That's what we're talking about here in Israel, and you feel it in the air. Today's a day where the entire country, or so many in this country, thousands of people, go pay their respects to those who gave their lives in cemeteries all over the country. It's a packed. I mean, there's traffic. You hear on the radio traffic building up, leading to the cemeteries throughout the Land of Israel. And it's such a difference. I grew up in the U.S. where Memorial Day weekend meant, for me living in Indiana, it meant the Indianapolis 500. And if it was a rain out at the 500 on the Sunday Memorial Day weekend, then it actually took place on Monday. And unless you have a direct connection in the U.S. to someone who died in defense of the U.S., a soldier who died, it's completely different. You don't feel it in the United States, and I'm assuming it's similar in other countries around the world. You don't feel the significance and importance of Memorial Day. Here in Israel, why it is so meaningful and so sad and so hard is that it could be your neighbor up the street. In most cases, it is, who lost someone, a relative, a cousin, a friend, a son, God forbid, a daughter. I mean, that's the case for me in my small community. Last night we had a tekes. I'm forgetting my English. We had a ceremony in memory of those who fell defending the state, and there was a running slideshow of all of the victims who had relatives or whose relatives were killed, just from my small community of 500 families. And it was just a rolling slideshow. So many people in our community lost loved ones. I mean, we lost a young soldier, a 20-year-old soldier who lived in our community of El Azhar just several years ago, was killed in an attack by a Hezbollah. So this is not something everyone here knows. Somebody who was killed, whether in army service or in a terror attack, there's no 4 degrees of separation. You either know somebody or you know somebody who knows somebody. And just now on the way over, you know, a lot of the programming on television, by the way, there's no standard TV shows. There are no comedies on. It's just all different documentaries and focusing on the life of the victims, those who fell in battle. And the focus, of course, every year is unfortunately on the new victims, those who died in the last year. And we've had plenty of people who were killed in terror attacks, killed in uniform over the past year. But listening to the radio on the way over, you also have to remember that there are people today who are going to the graves, to the cemeteries, visiting the graves of those who were killed in the 1967 Six-Day War, in the 73 War, in the War of Independence in 1948. There are people who are still commemorating those deaths, those who gave their lives for the country. In other words, my point is that it never ends. And these are people who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be free here in the land of Israel, and they should never, never be forgotten. And the numbers, you know, please God, will not go up between this year and next year. The theme that I saw watching TV last night, families talking about their relatives, was, you know, let's, you know, as bad as it is for them, the immediate families, let's hope that our relative, that person who they were mourning, will be the last victim, the last terror victim, the last victim killed in battle. And unfortunately, here we are on the cusp, on the verge of celebrating 69 years of independence, and we're still mourning those who were killed over the last year. For me, today is the hardest day of the year. I mean, you can talk about Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I myself am a child of survivors. You have others who maybe think that Tisha B'Av is the hardest day of the year, the saddest day of the year, mourning the destruction of the temple. But again, as I said before, knowing, you know, personally, having firsthand knowledge of those families in my community and others who are grieving over lost loved ones, whether it's over the past year or the past 69 years or a little bit before that, for me today is the hardest, the most difficult day of the year. But in Israel, it goes so quickly from sadness to joy. At 8 o'clock tonight, we are going to be turning Yom HaAtzmaut Memorial Day into Independence Day, and we are going to start a 24-hour celebration of our freedom as Jews here in the land of Israel. It is now about 10:30 in the morning again, Monday morning. This is Israel Uncensored, Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. You can get in touch with me. Right now we are live on Facebook. Thanks for joining us on Facebook. Unfortunately, we are not going to have the Kay Wilson interview live for you, so you're going to have to go to my Facebook page later or thelandofisrael.com to check out. I'm going to be speaking to Kay Wilson at about 11 this morning, just after the siren, the two-minute siren here in Israel, throughout the country, where we stand in silence and remember those who gave their lives so that we could be free Jews here in the land of Israel. Again, on Facebook, or you can reach me on Twitter at Josh Haston. And just a few other news items which are relevant as we commemorate here on Memorial Day Yom HaZikaron. And I don't believe in coincidence. It's not a coincidence to me that tomorrow, on our 69th Independence Day, UNESCO is meeting. The executive board of that organization, UNESCO, is meeting in Paris. And what are they discussing? They are going to be discussing Jerusalem. A resolution was proposed and possibly going to be ratified, trying to deny Israel's sovereignty or a Jewish connection to Jerusalem. That is their claim. And I would not be surprised if that motion passes because of an automatic majority there at UNESCO trying to snuff out the history of the Jewish people to Jerusalem, to the land of Israel. And Dafka, as they say, it is going to be taking place on Israel's Independence Day or 69th Independence Day. No coincidence there. I also have trouble believing it's a coincidence that just a day later, on Wednesday, Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist from the PLO, is going to be meeting with the president of the free world, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, in the White House in Washington, D.C. I'm not exactly sure what the point is of meeting Mahmoud Abbas, whose regime incites to violence on a daily basis in the official media outlets, in the schools, in the mosques. This is a person who is the head of the snake. Okay, the prime minister put something out on Twitter the other day talking about teachers in Arab schools under the Palestinian Authority and how they incite to violence and hatred of Jews. Well, it all starts at the top with Mahmoud Abbas, before him Yasser Arafat. I see no reason to sit with him. I see no reason to legitimize this PLO terrorist. And again, no coincidence, as we are celebrating 69 years and all the demands they're going to be making about freezing building in Jerusalem and freezing building in Judea and Samaria, no matter what they throw at us, we're going to continue to grow and to prosper and survive despite it all. But yet again, Mahmoud Abbas going to the White House, I find that highly disturbing, to say the least. Anyway, it's so difficult, I guess, or unique, if you will, making that transition from Yom HaZikaron, from Memorial Day to Yom HaAtzma'ut. I mean, if there's a person you run into today at the store, for example, you would say, Chag HaAtzma'ut Sameach, Happy Independence Day, even though today is Memorial Day. That's what you get when those 2 days are side by side. If you know you're not going to see somebody until after Yom HaAtzma'ut, you wish them already, starting yesterday even, Chag HaAtzma'ut Sameach. And that's the way of life here in Israel. That's the way it is, from the lows to the highs. It's a country of full of emotion. I just read in the Jerusalem Post that Israel, I think, is the 11th happiest country in the world. They were talking about, they were talking about our 69 years of independence and where things are and where we stand and what we have to work on. And despite it all, we are a happy place. We are a growing and thriving society. The Jews have come home. We have come home forever. We are not going anywhere. And I think that's an important message, despite the ultimate sacrifices made by our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and sons and daughters, whether it's over the last year or whether it's since the beginning of the State of Israel or the years leading up to it. We are going to take a break now, and the second half of the show, again, an interview with Kay Wilson, terror survivor. We don't only remember those killed in war, but we remember the terror survivors today as well, rather the terror victims and the survivors who experienced the ultimate in cruelty and in evil. We remember them as well. So Kay Wilson, you don't want to miss that. And those who are watching now on Facebook Live, you're going to have to wait until the show is up on the Land of Israel network at thelandofisrael.com or on my Facebook page later on to see that interview with Kay Wilson. I want to thank Binyamin Bresky for all the work that he does for the people of Israel and for the state of Israel, and specifically for engineering the show. Without him, there is no sound. My name is Josh Haston. We are in Jerusalem, where it's actually pretty hot and hazy out. The sun isn't really out, and I think that is just, unfortunately, perfect and fitting for a day like today, a very sad day. Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day here, 69 years after the establishment of the state. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Israel Uncensored here, Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com.
The best place to stay in Jerusalem is at Windows of Jerusalem Vacation Apartments. Check out their website, www.windowsofjerusalem.com. They've got beautiful 1, 2, 3, 4 bedroom apartments in the best location in the city center. The view, the location, plus the wonderful staff will truly make you feel at home in Jerusalem. Book your stay now at windowsofjerusalem.com.
And we are back. Josh Haston here, Israel Uncensored, the Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. It is Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day here in Israel. I just came inside from standing in silence for 2 minutes in the middle of Derech Hebron, a busy thoroughfare in Jerusalem, where all the cars, or most of the cars at least, stopped. People got out of their cars and paid their respects to the 23,544 fallen soldiers, 4,128 terror victims who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be here today as Jews, as free people here in the Land of Israel. My next guest is Kay Wilson. Kay Wilson, it's extremely relevant for her to be on the show today. She is a survivor of a Palestinian terrorist attack. She was hiking with a friend. Unfortunately, her friend was murdered in the attack in 2010 on December the 18th, near in a forest near Moshav Matah, which is on the way down from, let's say, Gush Etzion towards Beit Shemesh. She was hacked 13 times, left for dead. Thank God she survived and she's here, joins us on the line. Kay Wilson, it's an honor to speak to you here on Israel Uncensored, Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com.
Thank you, Josh. It's an honor for me, too, to say a few words on this very sad day for us all. I mean, you mentioned the figures, 23,000-something soldiers, 4,000 victims of terrorism. But just to say, I mean, that's 27,000-plus worlds that have been destroyed and future generations that have been destroyed. You know, if we expand it, the consequences are just simply devastating. But we're a people and we're not going to lose our hope.
That's for sure. And before we mentioned that this equaled, you know, X amount of widows and orphans and bereaved parents, you're talking about thousands of people here in Israel, and everyone knows somebody who has been affected directly from either terrorism or someone who lost somebody fighting, defending the land of Israel in uniform. Your friend was murdered on December 18th. Her name was Christine Lukin of blessed memory, in a forest near Matah. Just if you can briefly, if somehow somebody didn't hear your story, if you could just briefly tell us what happened on that day.
Well, first of all, Christine Lukin was an American tourist. She was a Christian. And we were hiking on the Israel National Trail through the Jerusalem forest. And there we were accosted by two Palestinian terrorists in the middle of daylight on Shabbat, held at knife point for 30 minutes, then bound, gagged, forced to our knees. And Christine was hacked to death in front of my eyes, and I played dead. And you've already described what they did to me, plus, you know, 13 machete wounds and 30 broken bones. And I managed to get up with one commission, and that was to die near where I parked the car. So I walked uphill for over a mile until I found help. And the only redemption, really, that comes of this is that I stabbed one of them with a penknife, which led to the capture of the terrorist because of the DNA and also a 13-man terror cell, which then enabled the police to crack another murder of Netta Blatzorek that had taken place in the same area 10 months previously. And I will add this, Josh, when I actually faced the people who tried to murder me in court, and when the judge asked, why did you kill an American Christian? And they shrugged their shoulders and they said, oh, we thought she was also Jewish. This is a war of our very existence. You know, it's like it's a war against the Jews.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's a horrifying story, and it's inspirational that you were able to find a positive from it, the fact that they were able to identify the terror cell that carried out this heinous, murderous attack. Today, Yom HaTzma'ut, you know, we're here May the 1st, and what happened to you happened in the winter in December. Tell me, if you can, the significance of commemorating what happened to you and the death of your friend today, on this day, even though it doesn't match up, per se, with the actual Yahrzeit or the day that the attack took place. The added significance, my question is for you, of Yom HaZikaron here 7 years after the attack.
Well, I think you've already touched on it in a way, you know, because we're not just human beings and individuals as Jewish people. We're a neighborhood, we're a village, we're a town, we're a community, we're a city, we're a nation, we're a state, and we're the Jewish people worldwide. So it's like you throw the pebble in the water, you know, and all the circles go out. So it's, although it's terribly sad, obviously, very, very sad, mournful day, there's something very hopeful in it for me, because what happens to each one of us, or every fallen soldier, or every survivor or victim of terrorism, we're part of the of Am Yisrael Klal, you know, the wider house of Israel. So I find a lot of comfort in that, and a great meaning and significance. And it's this kind of day that I find very empowering to help me continue to speak about what happened and to alert the world to this war against Jewish people worldwide.
Yeah, I know that you have now dedicated your life, from what I've seen, to stand up against anti-Israel hate, to stand up again against anti-Semitic hate. Tell us, if you can, just a little bit about that as a result of the attack. And, you know, I'm not sure How I know you are a tour guide, so you were active in telling Israel's story beforehand, but obviously I'm sure things have changed since then. Talk about your role now as a figurehead, I would say, in fighting the hate against the state of Israel and the Jewish people.
Well, I certainly I'd like to go back to guiding, but at the moment I'm an educator for Stand With Us. It's a nonprofit organization that seeks to educate the world about Israel. And I'm always careful to say that it was an Arab-Israeli Muslim surgeon who saved my life, which points that we're a democratic society and one of equal rights. So that kind of nullifies the apartheid lie and the BDS, Nazism, fascist movement. So I tell my story as part of Stand With Us, and also there's another NGO called Mishpacha Achad, One Family Together, who help survivors of terrorism. And I speak on behalf of those no longer here to speak for themselves, those who've been murdered, not killed, murdered by Palestinian terrorists. And I speak to alert the world of this anti-Semitism, the same anti-Semitism that took the life of a Christian woman because of mistaken identity. This is the same anti-Semitism we see on campuses in Northern America. We see it in the BDS movement, which is a Nazi policy against the Jewish state. So I use my story to show that, you know, I have no hatred towards a people group that did not do it to me, but rather I put the responsibility on the Palestinian Authority, who pay cold-blooded, incarcerated murderers sitting in their jails and execution stipend. So hopefully by telling my story, I could also work towards the European Union and the United States of America defunding the PA, or at least holding them accountable as to what they're doing with their money.
Yeah, that's certainly extremely important. And Kay, you're truly an inspiration to us all. Just one final question. As you know, the emotional roller coaster, which is the months of, I guess, April and May here with Passover and then Yom HaShoah, remembering the victims of the Holocaust, now Yom HaZikaron Memorial Day. Tonight, we change all of that sadness to joy. Yom HaAtzma'ut, Israel's Independence Day. This is our 69th Independence Day. How will you be celebrating Independence Day this year, Kate?
Well, first of all, it's my favorite hug, even though the change, you know, from one siren straight into celebration is quite difficult for many, many people. But I'm going to be in Jerusalem. I'm actually going to be with some friends, and we're going to go and sing some Tehillim in the Shlomo Palibach meeting, and then we're going to go out, walk the streets, and bang everybody over the head with a plastic hammer.
Sounds good. That is the custom. I really want to thank you again. You're truly, truly inspiring, really an inspiration to us all. Kay Wilson, if people want to get in touch with you, find out more about what you are doing to educate about this hatred against the Jewish people and the land of Israel, how can people get in touch with you, Kay?
Either via Stand With Us. Stand With Us are on Facebook, or standwithus.com. I personally have a Facebook page. You just type my name into Google, you'll see different things I've done since the terror attack. I've spoken at the United Nations. I've done a TED talk. I've helped defund the Palestinian Authority from British monies. So there's plenty of stuff about me. But if anybody's interested that I'd come and speak at their community, then please get in touch with them with us.
Yeah, and people can get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to put them in touch with you.
Kay
Wilson.
Thank you, Josh.
No, my pleasure. Have a meaningful Yom HaZikaron Memorial Day, and have a joyous Yom HaAtzma'ut, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. All the best. Only good things.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was Kay Wilson. You have to check her out on Facebook, on Twitter. You can get in touch with her directly. Get in touch with her. I'd be happy to put you in touch with her through me. And that's going to wrap it up for today. This Yom HaZikaron, it's May the 1st, Monday, here in Jerusalem, 2017. We remember, we mourn. Never forget the victims, never forget the soldiers who gave of themselves, paid the ultimate price, made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be here in the land of Israel as free people, as Jews, back in our ancestral homeland. My name is Josh Haston. Get in touch with me during the week. Josh@thelandofisrael.com. I appreciate each and every email. On Facebook, it's Joshua Haston. On Twitter, @JoshHaston. And wishing everyone out there a meaningful Yom HaZikaron Memorial Day, and then a joyous Yom HaAtzma'ut, Chag Atzma'ut Sameach, 69 years in the land of Israel. Well, in addition to the 3,000 before that, but 69 for the modern state of Israel. Thanks to Binyamin Bresky, engineer extraordinaire, and everyone at the Land of Israel Network. Thank you so much. Josh Haston, in Jerusalem, most importantly, between now and when we speak next Monday, everyone be safe. Shalom, shalom, and Chag Sameach.
Hey folks, this is Jeremy Gimpel. I want you to know, if you're a non-Jew from a Christian background or just a full-fledged Christian and you want to come to Israel, the best program, tour, experience that you could possibly have is to go with Hayovel. Now it's weird, I'm an Orthodox Jewish rabbi and I'm telling Christians to go to this Christian ministry in the middle of Samaria. Let me tell you, there is no better experience for someone outside of the land, outside of the Jewish fold, to come into the land and work alongside the Jewish farmers of Samaria, to learn about the culture, to meet the people. It's an experience like no other, and I think it's also probably the cheapest way to travel to Israel. So go to hayovel.com.